In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with
this.
The Chad
and
Hartman
Dave
Show.
Doing a
live
dance
here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Early overrated, waiting 11 minutes on hold to confirm a doctor's appointment. 11 minutes. 11 minutes in this particular doctor's appointment telling you repeatedly if this is an emergency.
Call 911.
And by the way, this is not an emergency type of appointment.
Oh, man.
I hope your call was important to
you. It was. It was confirming an appointment, and I'm glad. But a lot of if it's an emergency, just this particular specialty. Be a very unique emergency.
See, that's one to ponder. Mm. What is the emergency that Chad? We could take questions. You could take text. What do people think Chad is having a doctor's appointment for?
Yeah, exactly. That could open things up. 651-461-9226.
Is it a toothache?
Teeth are pretty good. Okay. Although, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, man.
I want the floss, and I'm not going to describe it very well, where I can get to the better teeth, the back teeth better, where it's got a little more of an angle to it. And I used to find that floss out there all the time. It's gone.
Oh, no.
It's a conspiracy against me.
Yeah.
Bring that.
But do you have the one with a little stick that you can put back there?
Yeah, I like the other one where it's angled a little better.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying I'm incapable. It was just, you know, I'm demanding higher standards on flossing. Are you a frequent flosser, Susan?
I am not. I'm one of those kids that when you go to the dentist and the dentist says, "Have you been flossing?" And I said, "Well, I did today."
Yeah, exactly. They know that. And all of a sudden we go to the dentist and we just brush our teeth vigorously. Oh, your teeth look good. Yeah, because the appointment's today.
I don't want to come in with bed.
All right, now you've told us you've got a couple here, and I appreciate that. Also, we'd love more texts.
Yes.
651-461-9226. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Susan K. Jones, once again, with the jacket.
You like
and
it?
This has kind of become your look. You talked about that a couple months ago.
Button down.
I think it's a very smart look.
Thanks.
Yep.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's my motto.
Okay.
So my overrated is cooking anything for Thanksgiving. So my job Thanksgiving morning, as you may or may not recall, was to bring sweet potatoes and green beans.
Yep.
I don't cook anything. I open cans and follow the directions.
That's quitting, by the way.
Every time I open a can, which is rare, apparently, I cut myself. I had cut myself two times while I was maneuvering the can to dump it in the colander to get the stuff out to start the recipe. I mean, I am bleeding. I I'm like, I
so is there blood in the contents too?
Yep. No, no, I was careful.
Oh.
But the point is,
I'm not sure you were that careful, Dave. You really think she was careful?
No,
you don't
Why
do is
not...
after you open the thing and you got the sharp edge on the thing, you don't rub your fingers around it just to make sure it's sharp.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I just had to say that because it's just like every year I get beat up making Thanksgiving.
Well, you also get beat up every day, though.
Like I do. I hurt myself a lot.
You do hurt yourself a lot.
The dog poop on the side.
Now winter. Holy cow.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
God only knows.
What kind of winter shoes do you have?
I have pretty good ones on today. I have some nice good grippers.
Okay.
Rippers.
You're not going to be silly enough to try to be wearing heels in this weather, are you?
No, but I love it when the TV girls are out on a press conference in the cold with stupid shoes on.
Yeah.
How old are you? I always say that. How old are you?
And by the way, they don't show their shoes on a live shot on a serious news story.
Yeah.
Here I am covering a murder case.
Look out at
these tremendous shoes I picked up over the recently.
Yeah. You don't make it to the network wearing mucklucks, okay?
No. Is that right?
What do we think, Dave, about Susie's lack of an attempt at making a single thing on Thanksgiving?
Cooking, like from scratch. I did nothing from scratch. It was all cans and crunchy green beans, onions.
Like, what did you do with the sweet potatoes? Did you just...
I put them in a big old bowl. I mashed them down. And I put a little butter and a little cinnamon and a little nutmeg.
Well, that's
that
somewhat.
Counts.
That counts.
That's about what everyone does with the sweet potatoes, right?
I didn't think you were going to have like a travel to Idaho and call the farm.
One year I cooked the sweet potatoes, real ones, and then took all the gunk out and then did all that. And then not one person said anything. And I'm like, I'm going
there. Okay, you're going to cheat.
Well, I'm going to cheat because it's less work for me. By the way, bird brain, that's you.
Which one?
Both. I'm going to say both.
Dueling bird brains?
Dueling bird brains. I work 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving. I go home. I take a power 3-hour nap.
Yeah. Power. Power.
I get up. I whip everything together fast, thus cutting myself.
Yeah.
Had a 30-second shower. Fix my hair.
Are you a quick shower person?
No, I like very long showers.
I like the long showers.
Me too. I could be in there for 3 days if I had hot water. I love Thanksgiving and...
Not really. I don't think so, Dave. If she doesn't really put the effort in and she's just...
Okay. Yeah. I like hanging out with all of my cousins.
No way.
At...
Dave, all of her cousins?
No, there's at least
there's
three that
no
you don't
chance.
Like.
All your cousins are in
we
your
We already
list.
Know there's a sister you want to slug
yeah,
every time.
Yeah,
Dad
threatened
her.
To punch your mom yeah. earlier
oh
this
gosh, year. Oh, my gosh, I have to tell you a quick mom story. She's not listening because she's probably doing God knows what.
What's in the comments. She's probably going to know.
So, we do a great big prayer. We eat,
sure.
and then we hold hands, and everybody says something they're thankful for.
Bravo.
So we had a bunch of new people, because my cousin's got a new person, and she has kids. So this new kid tells about how much gratitude, how grateful he is for his soccer, right?
Yeah.
So then it turns into Ben's turn. My son had a turn to do his gratitude prayer. In the middle of Ben's gratitude, my mom says, oh, she said, you have to watch this movie about soccer. It's the best. I mean, and so she starts on this big old conversation about this movie and how they help the homeless people play soccer. And all of us are just looking at her like she has worms crawling out of her ears because she's totally busting in on Ben's prayer time.
Yeah.
And we're all like,
maybe it's a RFK Jr. thing. I mean, he had the worm in the brain. Maybe that's going on.
I mean,
maybe she wasn't impressed and was kind of playing him off.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like it's like a comedy act. All right, Ben, speed it up, buddy. Yeah.
Here comes the hook. Kay Jones.
Kay Jones swoops in. Yeah. Okay, so then I'll just say very quickly what is underrated or perfectly rated is a fun college football game in the snow.
Watching it or being there.
I'm going to say watching it was fun, but I do know a lot of people who went. I did not go to the Gopher game, but even with their record, it was beautiful. It was senior day to see those guys chopping down the axe. I was just, my heart was warm.
You liked it.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the protest debate, which I'm kind of tired of because I feel like we've broken this down so many times, but the ones who stormed the field.
Yeah.
when you're beating a 4-18.
Yes, storm the field.
So every game?
Should
we storm? Why?
It was the last game of the year. It was senior day.
Yeah.
We beat Wisconsin, who stinks, but who cares? It's a win. It's all just joy, man. If you're going to tinkle all over everybody's
tinkle.
Joy.
Mm.
Don't yuck their yum is what she's saying.
Tinkle. Okay. I mean, some of us might have standards and say, you know, if you're beating a 4-8 team, you know.
No, it's a fun day. It's
snowing.
You got
the axe.
You got the axe.
Secured a perfect home record for the Gophers.
Yes, there's a lot to be joyful. In our colors, true, we shall ever be firm and strong, united we'll be. Rougher sky, you mock.
Didn't beat a team that finished above ninth place in the Big Ten.
Didn't lose you either. Not at home.
You are such a Debbie Downer.
Everyone's a fact here. They had a mediocre to okay year.
They took care of business at home.
Yeah, and by the way, this PJ tells a story where I was told if I just beat the Badgers, nothing else would matter. No one told me.
I think people mentioned Iowa, too.
Yeah, how's that working? He doesn't mention that part anymore. More of overrated, underrated, properly rated next on CCO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dave, what do we have for a bumper music theme in case Susie missed it early?
I'll let her guess here. This song titled Zero, there's your clue.
The temperature. It's cold out. You're putting on.
No. Okay. If the temperature were zero, then that would work, but it's not zero. No, it's third Monday in a row of a tribute to the Minnesota Vikings offense. Today we've got songs all about being shut out, zero, nowhere to go.
Wow.
Yep.
I love it.
Of course you do.
I suppose, is that a Debbie Downer when he's providing the facts?
Maybe, but maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't suit. It's not the same.
The truth.
It's not the same.
Among the texts, overrated karaoke. Great when you're having beverages with friends. Terrible when you're at your brother-in-law's house on Thanksgiving with the whole family. Nobody's drinking. That is so correct.
The more nails sober you are, the worse it is.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
And
now,
awkward.
Now, if someone in your family is a very good singer and he or she sings, like Michaela, my daughter-in-law, she's a tremendous singer. So if Michaela wanted to sing Thanksgiving, that would have been great. But if we're just, hey, we're a little bit better when we got a couple Long Island iced teas in us, let's go old school. Does anybody still drink a Long Island iced tea?
Man, I got drunk on iced tea.
I bet there's a long list of people who had them. And then you're breaking down Sweet Caroline. But if you're sober and it's 12:30 in the afternoon and you're breaking down God Bless America, no. Mm-mm. That doesn't work, it?
No.
No, I don't want any.
We sing Christmas carols at my mom's house on Christmas Day by the piano. She plays a few tunes.
How are you as a singer?
I'd like to think I'm great, but I don't think I am.
Yep.
I enjoy singing. Our entire family does.
I like to think I won the Masters, but I haven't won it so far.
Okay.
Underrated corn tortilla nachos made with Thanksgiving leftovers, including green bean casserole, stuffy mashed potatoes, turkey, shredded cheese, dollops of cranberry sauce, and drizzled with gravy. Utter perfection. That's a lot of stuff. In one tortilla, Susie, you're giving it a thumbs down.
I am giving it a thumbs down. It sounds awful.
Dave, you want all that in one tortilla?
I think that sounds a little too much.
That's too much. Too much. Separately, sure. Overrated question. Why does P.J. Fleck insist to not wear a hat when it's cold but wears a Mr. Rogers sweater to embarrass the state of Minnesota? I mean, okay.
I sometimes get irritated with that. Like, come on.
I did discuss this with somebody at the house during the game. I don't think the Mr. Rogers sweater is necessarily impressive. By the way, the guy is a tremendous dresser.
He is.
In real life?
Snappy.
Oh, my God. I've been told he has like 3,500 suits. So he spends some dough on the suits. I'm with you, though. I think so many coaches are trying to send the tough guy message. It's not cold.
Who's the dude that has the sweatshirt? Belichick?
Belichick.
Can
we go overrated? I saw his press conference, and he's just such a miserable lout in all these press conferences. But here he finishes this year 4-8. He's got this horrible coat on. He's this amazing coach who had a finished what, 2 or 3 bad years with the Patriots? Now this,
is he an amazing coach? Yeah, or did he have an amazing quarterback?
Yes,
right.
Looking more and more in that way every year.
It is. That is correct. You think the Badger fans wouldn't have done the same thing
at Camp Randall?
I don't think they would have done the same thing. They've had so much more success than the Gophers. Comparing now, last few years, Badgers with Fickell, they've fallen. There's no doubt about it. But we're not comparing the Gophers to the Badgers the last 30 years. I don't mind joy by beating your rival. I just think it should be a higher bar to storm the field than a 4-8 team. Crazy me. Then just storm the field every game. When you beat hyphenated college, storm the field then.
Mr. Rulemaker. It's not our fault the Badgers can't meet the bear, the bar.
The bear. Yeah.
Well,
the bear or the bar.
So, in other words, is this texture suggesting every year the Badgers beat the Gophers, they storm the field? Because you are factually
incorrect.
It's happened.
At Camp Randall.
No, they don't. Dave, what do you have?
We had a good Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Let's start with some of the fun. Number one, we'll go with my first trip to Mancini's in many, many years.
Oh, I love Mancini's.
Friday night, 6 of us got to go out there, enjoy some steak. Sat in the
such a great place.
The same room that I had my groom's dinner, rehearsal dinner at, almost 17 years ago now. So it's everything I remember from not having been there for a few years. Everything is exactly the same, and it's exactly how I wanted it to be.
It came up on air a couple weeks ago, and then a friend of mine was listening and said, we got to go back again.
Yeah. Oh,
because I agree, because Mancini's is just one of those places where you nailed it. Your last time there could have been 1984.
Same place.
And when you walk in, it's the same place, and they're right to keep it that way.
Yes.
Some places, Dave, you're like, you got to freshen it up. What are you doing? You've been passed. Not Mancini's. We want what Mancini's provides, and we don't need something different.
And the experience is exactly the same, too. I mean, and very good from, you know, servers that have clearly been doing their job for a while to, you know, these kids who are high schoolers, you know, bussing tables and running all. There's people everywhere. The service is just tremendous. They're on top of everything. I just love everything about it.
My friends always ask me where they want me to take, where they're going to take me to my birthday dinner, December 25th. We always go to Ben's.
There you go.
Do you always go there?
Love
That's him. Good.
Love Mancini's.
I like it.
Yeah.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm
What happened? Are you tapping? Or?
No, there's a footstool in case I want to go get higher, but now it fell over and I can't make
That's
it.
That's tough. That's a tough situation. Took the kids to the sledding hill on Saturday along with their nephew.
Sledding.
Excellent. My nephew. Oh, my goodness.
What do you say about how sledding is great.
Yes. Yeah, the girls are their cousins, about 12. It was the first time on the big hill for the five-year-old.
Mm. How far away is the big hill?
About 8-10 minutes.
8-10 minutes,
yeah,
okay.
Pretty close. We got a pretty good-sized hill in the neighborhood, and I mean, the girls had a blast. Their cousin had a blast. I took a few trips down the hill, too.
Good for you.
But I'm mostly just at the top pushing people and lining everybody up. And
seems like you should be participating a little bit more.
Okay. I just said I took a few trips down.
Yeah.
Took a few down with the five-year-old. She took a couple spills on the way down, and I was, you know, eat that. Oh, is this going to be one of those situations?
No, it's great.
No, she hops right back up, laughing.
She's a tough gal, unlike your
snow
dad.
Snow all over her hat. Didn't matter. She's great. Last one, underrated, maybe properly rated now. Have either of you checked out Death by Lightning on Netflix?
No, but I've heard very good things.
Watched the first 2 of 4 episodes over the weekend. It's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
Give Susie a bit of a synopsis in the audience.
James Garfield, the, 20th president, I believe. It's about his unlikely rise to getting the Republican nomination. And, well, we'll get to it. I haven't gotten there yet, but then how he was killed.
The fact that he's actually not dead and is still alive near the end is pretty stunning.
But very good. It's one of those things. It's kind of weird because a lot of the dialogue seems like it's appropriate for the time, but some of it feels like it's appropriate for today, and the way they mix it in together.
That's cool.
It's really cool how it's done.
Okay, so I'll chime in on a TV show. I'm 6 down, 2 to go, all started this weekend. The Beast in Me.
Mm. Oh. I saw that.
Claire Danes, yeah. And then my guy, Matthew Reese.
Married to Carrie Russell.
Married to Carrie Russell, of course, from one of the greatest shows ever, The Americans. Okay. So Matthew Reese plays the son of this mogul, incredibly wealthy family. His father is Mike from Breaking Bad. Okay. And there are questions whether Niall Jarvis, that's who he plays, killed his first wife. Then all of a sudden you have the new wife, and they move next door to Claire Danes, who has had great success with a couple books, but she's also had tragedy with her young son dying, and she's just not the same person because of it. Her marriage ended. Reese plays this character in ways that are just tremendous, where you don't trust him. Maybe you can trust him. Did he really kill his wife? Wait a second. What are they doing? Then they're trying to get this business transaction. I am all in. I'm not saying we're talking Breaking Bad, The Wire, but I'm like an 8 on this show right now. And somehow, some way, the last 2 will be consumed tonight.
Where is it at?
This is a Netflix.
Okay. Oh, good. I like that.
This is a Netflix and really good acting. Brittany Snow is in it as the new wife. There's a good dynamic between the two of them. There's one night with Reese and Claire and what happened there that I wasn't real crazy about. But I think
there's a tease.
I think it's all worth it.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
I don't know why, but I was lucky enough to see 3 or 4 bald eagles this weekend. And it was just tremendous. Just absolutely tremendous. Now, Dave, does the bald eagle do anything for you, or do you hate the United States of America?
No, I still like the bald eagle. I feel like the bald eagles are more prevalent around here.
We've done a good job. We've turned a lot of
things around. In my neighborhood all summer, you could find them.
I agree with you. Are we bringing in bald eagles from Venezuela? We're killing the people in the water, but we're stealing their bald eagles And so now we have, and they're not that unique anymore.
Maybe they're entering the country illegally.
Illegal Venezuelan eagles.
Yeah. Are we checking them?
I don't know.
You know, let's check them. I went to the Amazon yesterday because I needed a couple things. And again, it's still great. All of a sudden, I need some ink for the printer. 2 hours later, boom, it's just right there.
Isn't that crazy?
But I decided to get toilet paper. I just got to look again at how many rolls came in this toilet paper.
700.
123 rolls.
123, that's an odd number.
123.
Single roll, double roll, mega roll, what are we talking?
I'm an ultra soft.
Take care of your butt.
Honestly, if we have any bathroom issues over the next 7 years, I don't know what's going to happen. That's a lot of rolls.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake? Did you accidentally?
No, I did. I saw it, and I was so amused by it. I said, why not?
Back the truck up.
Let's just be done with the toilet paper for a long, long, long time.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, okay, one of my jokes when I go to Kathleen's, especially if I'm with Quinn, I just start hitting the horn over and over again. Just to, like, announce I'm there, you know? You know, I do have the maturity
the
of a
14-year-old. The neighbors appreciate that.
Yes, you do.
Right. No, they think it's kind of funny, actually. And Quinny, at first, he'd put his hands over his ears, and then I'd stop, and then he'd start laughing at it. So the other day, Kathleen's in picking up something. We're talking, and Q just stays in the car because it was really, you know, it was cold and the snow was coming down. Next thing we know, he's hitting the horn. He is hitting the horn, and for him to continue to have this amazing year and consider all the intellectual and physical challenges he has faced, for him to get the joke, just to get the joke, and he was waiting with the biggest smile on his face for me to come around the corner and see that. He's laughing and he's waiting to see me. It meant the absolute world to me.
I bet.
Right?
That's marvelous.
You know, that he's just, you know, and again, it's where he's at and what he's overcome and this unbelievable year he's had. So it was just great. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, thank you. It was wonderful.
It was great.
Yes.
35 past one, weather update moments.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Luigi Mangione back in court today defense attorneys trying to get certain evidence removed from the upcoming case, including a notebook, silencer, 3D handgun, the prosecutors say, connect Mangione to the killing. The attorneys argue the police searched the backpack before obtaining a warrant, and therefore the evidence should be excluded. So then we get to the phenomenon that is still out there, that we both saw, that, let me be clear, is indefensible and gross. Those who continue to express their love and admiration for a man who murdered someone. Yep, he murdered Brian Thompson, the chief executive of United Health, and of course from this area. I understand that United Health and the other insurance giants in our country, Dave, make obscene money. And it's not right. There is something wrong with our insurance system. There are a lot of things wrong with our insurance system. But when folks are about to face dramatic increases in the next month or so, and you read about fill in the blank, including United Healthcare, where how many billions did they make this quarter? Or what percentage increase is there? And then you have, I don't know, in our country, how many stories do we have? We have hundreds of thousands, millions, let's be honest, it's millions of inexplicable stories where someone was denied coverage, and to most of us, if we have a drop of empathy and compassion, you know what it is? It's cruel. It doesn't make any sense. Every one of us probably has some story to various levels. I mean, the health issues that Lindsay faces. I just mentioned Q. Everybody has their stories. I just, like I've talked before about my insomnia, one pill that helps me to some level where most nights if I don't take it, I struggle beyond mightily, and I've been taking it for years. I just found out from our insurance here, we're not going to cover it. Nothing's changed. I've been taking it for years.
Just because.
Just because. And right now, if I pay for it, it's like a $35 situation.
You're lucky.
If I don't pay for it, it's about $450. Right? And that's for a 30-day split. Now, magnify that by 10, 20, 30, 40 times. And as of right now, and all of this can change, in a second, I'm in a position right now financially where I can afford that, and I pretty much can't sleep without it. So I'm going to try to appeal again, but I'm going to pay for it, or else the 3-4 hours a night I get will turn into one or two. And listen, that's the number one health issue I face, is sleep. But we have people who get denied medications that without those medications, they don't live. Or the quality of their life becomes so inferior. And so I get it. And it's one thing to talk about it in the broad range, but when you're living it, it's awful. But none of that in any way justifies a cold-blooded murder of the chief executive. Zero. None of it. And so here we have him in court, and the Wall Street Journal reminds us an online fundraising campaign has raised $1.4 million for this guy. There's an individual
who's featured early in the story, Michael Kisling. He is going to be mounted on a truck driving around outside. He's 32. It's a very sad story. He blames UnitedHealthcare for denying treatments he said could have saved his leg. He doesn't condone violence, but said the killing of Brian Thompson has helped draw attention to the challenges he and others have faced. Of Mangione, here's what he says. If he's Malcolm X, then I'm trying to emulate Martin Luther King. Get out of here. I am incredibly sorry that he lost his leg. And if UnitedHealthcare played a part in common sense and logic, then they deserve the criticism. An executive who is doing his job, even when I'm sure many of his decisions, I would have moved well beyond shaking my head at, still should not be killed in the early mornings or at any point. And there are people who are trying to rationalize this. And these fans and how good looking he is and reaching out to him and I want to marry him. A theory of change: when a crisis happens, when social rupture occurs, a new type of conservation ushers into the scene. This person serves as a spokesman for the Legal Defense Fund. Okay. Your client didn't protest. Your client didn't show up at every office, didn't galvanize people, didn't raise it to a point that every outlet in America was covering it. You killed the guy. I love how we're trying to, I don't condone the violence, but if he's Malcolm X, I'm MLK, and this is how societal change happens. Murdering someone? And I get, sometimes we do have changes that occur that way. But Dave, what do you want to say for these folks who sometimes have devoted their lives to this guy? Because I have more examples. I mean, he's in federal jail, flooded with mail, has tracked letters he's received from supporters. He devised a code record every letter received with each letter writer identified by initials and the last two members of their zip code. The least I can do is acknowledge each person took the time and effort to write. How about at least you could do what not, was not killed the guy, the father of two?
That's something. That is something.
Yep.
The devotion to him is beyond disturbing. It's sick. It's wrong. Obviously, there's no justification of murder. But you can't be surprised that people at least see him as a symbol.
No.
And celebrate that.
No, I decry it. And it's.
But
another,
you can't be surprised by it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not surprised that there are people when the President of the United States uses the R word slur and they're going, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to it.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone should be surprised that, okay, this guy who happens to be young and good looking, I guess that probably helps.
It does.
Absolutely does.
Which is another absurdity of this, but not surprising.
Murders an executive for one of the giant health insurance corporations in America who, you know, health insurance. Anybody like it? Any show of hands?
No.
No hands?
Other than the people profit from it.
Yeah, we've all got our stories, as you said, our own stories of medications that we or others we love weren't covered, or procedures, or you know, things we thought were going to be covered, then all of a sudden it was yanked out from under us.
Yep.
You know, so when somebody does something like this, as heinous as it was, you can't be surprised. I don't think that it started a movement that people say, you know what?
I'm not surprised, but I'm still allowed to say it's disgusting. Let's do this. Let's pause here. If you want to defend your loyalty and your devotion to this guy, call me. Text me. Go ahead. Because Dave's right. I'm not in any way in favor of these companies making the extraordinary amount of money they make and turning down people. And
at times costing lives. But the payback then isn't to kill the executive and to turn this guy into some sort of folk hero. That's gross. 651-461-9226. I'm not defending anything. I'm just always shocked you and Harrigan are more outraged over people approving what Luigi Mangione did than to be mad at an insurance company that ruined millions of people's lives daily. Honestly, did you listen at all to the previous segment? At all? Do you need to go to Starkey? Do you need to listen? I did the first like 6-7 minutes on how awful it is. And how you said again, no one likes these. And we talked about millions of people's lives are affected by this all the time. Trust me, buddy, my kid has faced this endlessly. Dave's wife faces it all the time. Probably everyone in our audience faces it. I think I said right away, there's something incredibly flawed in our system when this company continues to make billions and billions of dollars. But no, I don't think a guy should be applauded for murdering someone and treated as some hero. But people just want to hear what they want to hear. Because to say we don't criticize insurance companies, including the last segment, is just ignorant and just ill-informed. Let me just be as blunt as that. Go back and listen to the segment. How good is the stuff you got today? Send it to me. Maybe I need some. Help me sleep. Were we soft on insurance companies somehow?
I don't believe so. Pretty much despise insurance companies. Don't want to murder anybody. But I still understand the people that say, you know what? I don't know if they're saying it's okay. I don't know if they're saying, way to go get them, Luigi.
Oh,
many are.
Plenty.
Many are.
Millions are.
Many probably aren't. But you're saying, you know what? In this instance, I'm going to treat this as a symbol of somebody fighting back against insurance companies.
Yeah. And if you're donating money.
Well, that's lunacy.
Then you are actively saying it was okay, and I hope you're found not guilty. Correct?
Yes. Actually, surprised the money rate. Was it $1.4 million for the legal defense?
Yeah.
Surprised it's that low.
Honestly, I thought it was that number a while back. I wonder if that's an area where they didn't update it. I'm sure they would. It's very good Wall Street Journal reporter. You can go ahead and criticize us all we want, and we can screw up, but just let's try to be somewhat in the neighborhood, in the county of what we said in the previous segment. Come on. Your Lindus construction time check is 157. Time to evaluate your home's comfort with Infinity by Marvin Windows. Enjoy free installation labor all month long. Chip on another debacle for the Vikings next hour.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.